Creating Great Relationships is now on the air with host Beth McClendon. This is the place to gain new insight into creating great relationships. Learn how to create a great relationship with God, with others, and with yourself.
Hello everyone, welcome to Creating Great Relationships. Today I'm going to read a Bible devotion that I wrote over a decade ago. It is a sweet story with a powerful message. For those of you who know me personally, I want to add that any similarity to things in my life in the last couple of years is purely supernatural. The devotion is called, I Dreamed I Went to Heaven. Pastor Tim Weatherford walked through the halls of the massive World Outreach Church. He smiled as he recalled that it was 2 years ago today that he became the shepherd of this flock. Sometimes when he thought about being hired as the senior pastor of such a large church at the young age of 30, he found himself fighting the spirit of pride. The young pastor pulled open the door to the fellowship hall. He was stunned to see that the lights were on, and that the room was already almost set up for the Thanksgiving covered dish supper. Then he noticed an elderly gentleman at one end of the room. As the old man turned around, the pastor said, "Oh, hi, Henry?
Harold Upmeyer, Pastor."
"Oh, yes, Harold. Good to see you." Pastor Weatherford walked forward to shake hands with Harold. "What are you doing here so early? I didn't expect anybody to be here to set up for at least an hour."
"Oh, I was just sitting around the house, and I thought I might as well get started," Harold said shyly.
"A church this big, you would think that we would have people who are paid to set up chairs instead of having to rely on volunteers," Pastor Weatherford said with a chuckle.
"I guess we're just good stewards of the Lord's money. Well, God bless you, Harold."
"God bless you too, Pastor."
Just then the door opened and Millie Armstrong, the assistant worship leader, rushed into the room.
"Pastor Tim, your wife said I might find you here. We've got a problem with next Sunday's special presentation. I've really got to talk to you."
As Millie was speaking, the door opened again, and a little, curly, red-haired toddler peeked her head around the door.
"Jenny, Jonathan, you two come on in here," Millie called to her children.
Jenny eased in so slowly that her six-year-old brother almost knocked her down trying to rush past her.
Then something caught Jenny's eye, and she screamed, "Mr. D!"
Suddenly, her little feet couldn't move fast enough. She ran to Harold with her arms outstretched. When she got to him, she pressed her face to his knees and wrapped her arms around his legs. Millie smiled. Then she sensed that Jenny's outburst had puzzled the pastor. So Millie turned to the pastor and explained,
"It's so nice to have someone like Mr. Dumpmeyer to take care of the nursery every Sunday morning. I never have to worry about Jenny wanting to go to the nursery. In fact, Jonathan was the same way."
Then she raised her voice so that Harold would be able to hear her.
"Mr. Dumpmeyer, how long have you helped with the nursery?"
"Oh, about 40 years. But really, I'm only a greeter. Besides that, I only kind of hang around and try to help a little. I don't really do anything."
Millie impatiently tapped her foot.
"Pastor, about my problems with next Sunday's special presentation."
We advance in time to later that same night. Tim Weatherford could hardly keep his eyes open as he and his wife watched the closing moments of a movie that they had rented. He was so sleepy that he even had a difficult time walking to the bedroom. However, the longer Tim lay in bed, the more awake he became. After staring at the ceiling for an hour, Tim began to toss and turn. He knew that if he did not do something about his restlessness, his wife would soon become aware of his insomnia. Even though misery loves company, he knew his wife's opinion would be that a big, strong husband could handle this alone. Tim eased out of bed and tiptoed to the hall. Then he quietly walked down the hall and into the den. He wandered around the den aimlessly.
As he approached the CD player, he decided to look through the CDs. One of Ray Bolt's CD covers caught his eye. He put the CD into the player. He sat down on the couch and listened. The familiar music started.
Crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." Then another man stood before you and said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Giving to the Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." One by one they came, as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave."
The story of a humble servant of God being honored in heaven brought a tender smile to Tim's face. Tim found himself softly singing the beginning words, "I dreamed I went to heaven."
Pastor Tim then reached over for his Bible. He opened it absentmindedly. He was in the book of Matthew. He looked over at chapter 23, verse 11. The more lowly your service to others, the greater you are. To be the greatest, be a servant. But those who think themselves great shall be disappointed and humbled, and those who humble themselves shall be exalted. Tim read a little farther, and then he began to notice that he was becoming extremely sleepy. He was convinced that he could now fall asleep. Tim turned off the CD player. Within moments, Tim was back in bed. He easily surrendered to sleep. As the song said, I dreamed I went to heaven. Tim looked around in awe. Wow, so this is heaven, he mumbled. No wonder God could have never described it to an earthly man. Pastor Weatherford, hurry, come on, coaxed an elderly gentleman. Hey, you're Harold Dumpmeyer, Pastor. Harold Dumpmeyer, right. Well, where are we going? To a big presentation. Come on. Harold pointed to a door that was now within a few feet of them. Harold opened the door and held it for Tim. The two men walked into a huge auditorium. Pastor Weatherford, I'm sure the pastors will sit in the front. I'll sit here in the back. You hurry on and get a seat. I heard that it's going to start any minute. Tim found a seat on the third row. He studied the people sitting in the two rows in front of him. He easily recognized several famous preachers. Then Tim found himself saying aloud, Yes, I'd expect to see Mother Teresa. She deserves all the fame and honor she's gotten. Then Tim added, Look there. Didn't expect to see him. From somewhere, an orchestra began to play. The music was festive and yet powerful. A voice said, We are ready to begin. Today we have gathered to honor someone who is great among the servants of the Most High God. Tim gasped as someone who was obviously worthy of great honor walked up to the front platform holding a magnificent crown. The man announced, Today we have assembled here to honor one of God's finest servants. He was never honored during his time on earth. Most people who knew him hardly paid any attention to him. Nevertheless, the Lord God of heaven saw his heart and his service to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us all stand and give honor and recognition to Harold Dumpmeyer. The crowd went wild. Tim's thoughts went from shock to embarrassment. Tim blushed as he realized that he had proudly found a seat in the front while Harold had humbly sat in the back. As Harold walked up the aisle, he stopped at the third row and motioned for Pastor Tim to come with him and share the honor with him. Tim smiled at Harold with tears in his eyes. Then Tim gently said, No, Harold, this is your moment. Beep, beep, beep. Tim suddenly woke up. His persistent alarm clock was continually announcing the new day. The next Sunday morning church service began as usual. Pastor Weatherford walked over to one of the three big prestigious chairs positioned prominently on the church platform and sat down. First came the announcements. Next came the singing. Finally, the offering was taken. Now it was time for the sermon. As Pastor Tim got up and slowly walked to the pulpit, tears blurred his vision. I would like for all of you to turn in your Bibles to Mark 10, verse 42. The word of the Lord says, So Jesus called to them and said, As you know, the kings and great men of the earth lord it over the people, but among you it is different. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be greatest of all must be the servant of all. Amen.